Welcome back to Facts with your host Caroline
and Jasmine.
Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, last race of the season.
Thank God.
Didn't get canceled. Although, to be honest, it should have been. This was a waste of time. Like, I can't even explain this to you. This was so boring. Like, this was one of the most boring races of the season. I mean, the first 14, 15 laps, the orders didn't even change. Like, it was so, like, what was the point? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't watch it yesterday. I watched it today in the morning. But honestly, after 5 minutes, it was just in the background. Like, yeah. not even really checking what was happening.
Yeah. Anyways, as I've explained before, I do notes a little. They're organized. And the very top is always just, like, overall notes. And I didn't have any overall notes for Formula 1, but I did have some notes for Formula 2. They just crowned their champion, which was Theo, even though Vesti could have won. He won the sprint race, and I was like, oh my God, champion. Nope. Mm-mm. Almost. He didn't win the championship. However, he is officially done with the feeder series, which was announced, and he... You know, on to bigger, better things, I guess. But nothing has been announced. I don't know. Maybe he's doing the WEC. I don't know. I don't think he's going into Formula One. I think if he goes into Formula One, it would probably be Logan Sargeant's seat from Williams. And I don't know, because Williams, they said that they weren't ready to announce anything. They didn't really know anything yet. So, I don't know. That's the only possible option. I don't know.
No one knows.
We'll see. Yeah. Still trying to start that rumor. Forever and always. Even though I keep forgetting his first name for some goddamn reason. Like, at this point, I'm scared to say his first name.
Yeah, I was just thinking, what first name did you say before? Like,
I didn't say any first name on purpose because I keep calling him Sebastian, even though his name's Frederick.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know. There's a lot of I don't knows going on today. If you couldn't tell, I'm a little bit sick. Sick of this shit. Also, with the common cold. And I hate it. And this isn't to talk about my personal life, but I will say I'm in a bit of a dilemma because I did laundry this morning. So I have to keep the door open to, like, you know,
air, breathe.
But it's cold as shit. It's cold as shit outside. So I don't know.
Wait,
I don't know
how cold is cold as shit for you in Barcelona?
You have to remember my apartment gets, like, double cold.
That's true.
Right, so, like, outside, I think it's, like, 15 degrees. I would wager that it's maybe, like, 12 in here. I don't know. It's cold as shit.
Okay.
Which is fine, because I do just be chilling, you know, under my covers. I saw.
That's crazy.
Ridiculous. Good for you, I guess. I don't know.
Yep.
Moving on. qualification. Nothing happened. It was Max, Charles, Oscar, George, Lando, Yuki, Fernando, Nico, Sergio, and Pierre.
Yuki was quite high up the whole time.
Yeah. Very quickly, before I go into a whole thing, they finished Max, Charles, George, Sergio, Lando, Oscar, Fernando, Yuki, Lewis, and Lance. So Yuki ended up P8, which was great for him. Yeah, Charles P2, Carlos was blaming Mercedes for his shitty result, because as you'll see, he was not in the top 10. He wasn't even in the top 15. Carlos was starting at P16, which isn't great. And he was blaming Mercedes, and I don't know, bitch, you need to stop, like, blaming other teams and other drivers for your shitty driving. And this isn't just to him, this is to all the moaners, all the bitchers, if you've been following along. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. stop blaming your shitty driving and your shitty team strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it is. It's your shitty driving. It's your shitty strategy. Yeah. The others were smarter and they were better. Period. Right. You were better last time. Okay. Move on. Yeah. Like, I'm done. I'm so done with the bitchiness. I'm really glad that we'll have a few months without the sassy man apocalypse because I'm done. Stop.
Sassy man apocalypse. It was no, because why? So like, well
they are, they're so amazing. Fucking sassy. Like,
yeah, they're very bitchy. They're very bitchy.
Like, the girls really are fighting. I also do something we didn't mention last weekend. Mm-hmm. Was it last weekend?
Last weekend.
Toto Wolff and Fred Vasseur, who are team principal for Mercedes and Ferrari, last week got pulled into the stewards for swearing too much. And I find that fucking hilarious. They were both super upset, so that was kind of funny. Stop being like this. Y'all are grown-ass men.
I think it's so funny. I don't know if it's just, like, an American thing, like, swearing, and also, like, talk shows and stuff.
No, in general, like, you can't be swearing on F1 TV.
Okay.
Like, that's why when you hear the driver radios, they bleep out the swear words. And they were, moving on to the race. As I said, by lap 14-15, there was like no change in order. Mm-hmm. And then I looked away for like 5 minutes and then I looked back on and it was just pit stop on pit stop on pit stop. Like people were pit stopping like there was no fucking tomorrow. It was crazy. I didn't know what was going on. Also, because the thing is with pit stops, it really fucks up the order.
Yes.
Because then you get really optimistic because then all of a sudden you have Yuki P1. All of a sudden you have Yuki P1.
Yep.
And it lasted for like a few laps. I was like, what the hell is a polar bear doing in Arlington, Texas? What is this man doing in P1?
Yeah. But it good didn't really last that long. So.
No, but he was actually doing... He was like a solid job. Like,
yeah, like throughout the whole weekend. I mean, starting with qualifying and then actually keeping his position for quite long.
Yeah, for a while there, he was P5 too. And I was like, P5, that's like the highest.
Yeah, and also.
That would have been the highest he'd finished, I think.
Yeah, and also not just for one lap, for like 5-6 laps, I think.
Yeah, like it was. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, he was doing great. He was doing great.
And then we had Carlos actually letting Charles by. He actually listened to, and I know this sounds like I'm just bitching about Carlos, and really I'm not one of those people. I am not one of those people. I am a little bit, but like that's not my main point. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not a Carlos hater. You know, it's Ferrari at the end of the day. It's the team.
Yes.
But he let Charles by. I was like, okay, slay. Like somebody's listening.
Yep. Finally.
Somebody got tired of getting all the hate on Twitter. So good for him. And then we had an incident.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the incident of Lewis and Alonso because Lewis said that Alonso brake tested him. And if you don't know what that is, you might be like, so? But let me just explain because brake testing is when the driver in front of you basically brakes and brakes tests you because like you have to be quick to brake back and it's like a reflex thing and it's seen as like a intimidation.
Yeah,
you know, it's this stupid fucking thing and it's seen as intimidation and it's also very unsportsmanlike
and dangerous.
It's dangerous. It's very, very dangerous.
But this can also happen in real life.
Like, yeah, I was just about to say this sometimes people will do it on highways and that can be very, very dangerous. As far as I'm aware, Alonso, this wasn't really looked more into. So this is allegedly, but if Alonso did brake test him, that would just be generally shitty behavior to do, especially in the last race. Like, let's stay real.
We also had a little Lando and Perez situation.
Yeah.
But it was funny because, like, right after, because they just bumped into each other in a turn. And right after the first sentence in the radio, Lando, Perez just turned into me. The first sentence from Perez, Lando just turned into me. Like, yet again, with the bitchiness and pettiness, no one would ever take the blame.
Yeah.
So, but nothing happened, nothing big.
Then we had Carlos DNF on the last lap. Like, I don't really... Like, what?
It's just a Ferrari thing, you know?
I mean, he was P18, so it wasn't like he was going to get points anyways. But saying DNF, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what is we doing?
No.
Yeah, I don't... That was weird. Ferrari. I don't really have anything fucking else to say. That shit was boring as fuck. Like, final results, I've already said those. It was fucking boring. Daniel Ricciardo, P11, he ended up for the whole season getting, like, 6 points. I mean, that's more than Kevin Magnussen. So, like, I don't really know why I'm being bitchy about it. Like, I can't really explain myself.
We got a great videos of Kevin Magnussen this week.
Oh, my God. Haas, literally, thank God. K-Mag and his daughter are so fucking cute. I, like, that video, and she's, like, putting on his gloves and, like, putting down the visor. I'm, like, slay queen.
Yeah.
And also because they're, like, talking in Danish, and I'm, like, this is so cute. Like, in general... K-Mag is so unproblematic and so, like, unintentionally funny as well. Like, I love him.
I love that he got a little more recognition in this season because he deserves it. He well deserves it.
I love K-Mag. I love K-Mag. Like, I literally...
K-Mag,
please. I wish his books weren't so expensive. So, K-Mag, if you do listen to this, please, like, just send me... a copy of, like, please just send it to me because I don't have that kind of money. I don't have 350 kroner for a fucking book, okay? Like, I don't. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, that's like a Christmas gift.
So I don't know if you have anything else to say about the race. Otherwise, let's talk about the driver standings. The championship is, you know, done. Yes. It was sat, or it was decided, like, three months ago, it feels like. This was very uninteresting. Max, obviously, champion 2024. He is now a four-time champion, technically. You know, that's one of those is a little debatable, but that's not up to me. But it's crazy because he has more than double the amount of points as Sergio Perez, who came second.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis came third. Alonso came fourth. Charles came fifth, Lando sixth, Carlos seven, and it's crazy that Charles is ahead of Carlos considering, you know, the amount of DNFs and the shitty strategy he had to deal with. So, you know.
I feel like for Charles it was either zero or podium. Like nothing in between.
Then we had Russell, Piastri, Stroll, and then the bottom 10 is Gasly, Ocon, Albon, Tsunoda. And I will say Alex Albon has 27 points and Tsunoda has 17. Incredible. Good fucking season for Alex. Yes. I'm really just... And I'm obviously good fucking season for Piastri. Ending up in the top 10 in your rookie year is amazing.
No, Oscar Piastri and Alex Albon, like, I'm so excited to see their future. I'm so excited.
Same. I'm also excited for Liam Lawson. I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah.
But we then
right
have
now, as right now, sorry. Isn't he like the sorry, isn't he like the reserve driver?
Yeah, he's still the reserve driver.
Yeah, okay.
But he was also the reserve driver before.
Yeah, I know. Just like still hanging out there.
Then we have Bottas, Hülkenberg, Ricciardo, Zhou, K-Mag, Liam, and Logan. And then we have technically Nick DeVries, but he got 0 points. So
yeah,
it
was a crazy season to be honest, but I'm happy it's
season.
I'm happy it's done as a Ferrari fan, you know, it can only go
I'm very happy. I will say though, that with the constructors, Red Bull obviously won. And then we have Mercedes, and then we have Ferrari, and there was literally only a 3-point difference. The same with, no, not the same, I read that wrong. Then we have McLaren, Aston Martin, Alpine, Williams, AlphaTauri, Alfa Romeo, and Haas. And I just want to point out yet again, as I did on Twitter, which, by the way, follow at FactsPC. Y'all need to stop clowning on fucking Williams, okay? There are three teams that are worse than Williams. So let's stop saying, you know, oh my god, he did that in a Williams. Let's start saying, oh, he did that in Alfa Romeo. Oh, he did that in AlphaTauri, which, by the way, will not be called AlphaTauri anymore. Yes. This was their last race as AlphaTauri. They will be called, allegedly, nothing confirmed, but allegedly, Racing Bulls. And, you know,
sounds so weird for me.
I fully understand that they are, you know, a part of the Red Bull family, but, like, stop. Like, at this point, they might have just fucking called them Toro Rosso. Bring that shit back. Because what the fuck is Racing Bulls? It is so boring and unoriginal. I'm disappointed. Yes. Also, it's kind of giving Renault. Okay? It's kind of giving fucking whatever the fuck Renault is now. Is that Alpine? Racing Bulls, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Renault is Alpine.
Yeah, but Renault, because it was Force India and then Alpine.
Yeah, and then
what a crazy, how crazy is that, yes.
Yeah, and now, you know, Racing Bulls for some goddamn fucking Racing pizza. I don't know if they're changing Bulls. Colors. I don't know,
but I don't like, I still hope. Oh, wait. In this race, Max and Perez, they were wearing their original suit, right? They weren't wearing
It was the Las Vegas one was the original.
Okay. Then nothing. I was just about to say, I hope they going back for their originals, but they already did. So.
Yeah, so, you know, season is done. It's been a little bit of a fuck show. I was going to say fuck fest, but that's not the word I was looking for. It's been, you know, a season for sure. Lot of ups, a lot of downs, mostly downs, to be honest.
It was crazy. Like, some I hope races next year, to remember.
Yeah, I hope next year that somebody can compete with the Red Bull, because this shit was fucking boring.
But it's always like that. Unfortunately, there's always one team that's a little bit always better.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think it was very good, especially the second half of the season was more exciting than the beginning, I think.
Yeah. I think when McLaren kind of got their shit together, that really helped the team.
Yeah. But we're going to do like a separate episode about.
To be honest, like, I don't have that much to say. The race was fucking boring. Abu Dhabi, I mean, it's beautiful, but. Not really known for the drama. Priyanka Chopra was there. I guess that's fucking news or something.
And also the what's their name? Who the one who plays Thor in Avengers?
Something Hemsworth.
Yeah, Liam and Chris. That's the one. They were also there. I saw them with my own eyes.
You saw them with your own eyes. Yeah, we got the team dinner picture that, or not the team, but like the driver dinner picture, except last year everybody turned up and this year there were only 12 people invited, I guess. So that was kind of awkward. Yeah, I don't
understand.
I don't know. It's like
I don't know what's going on in
that
area.
A lot of this episode is just us going, I don't know, because I don't know what the fuck is. It feels weird. Like, it didn't feel like this was the end. You know what I mean? Like, I was hoping it would be a little more exciting.
Or also just a little bit bigger celebration, maybe. Just like...
Yeah, it was just boring.
Yeah.
However, next year's the first race is on my birthday.
Slay!
Because it'll be on a Saturday.
And we also have the release dates for the new cars. I think... since January, no? The 1st of January, I think. Not sure.
I have no idea. Okay. I just remember this year they started releasing the liveries like 2 weeks before practice.
release dates.
Because, I mean, even last year, we were still waiting for Williams to announce their livery day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, super fucking close. And we were like, when the fuck is this shit coming? It was, like, all of February, or, like, the last 2 weeks of February. Mm-hmm. They were going ham. But it might be beginning, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they've released the car, the livery releases yet. I don't think they're that far along. But they have released the entire schedule.
Yeah, I only found the schedule, which starts
on March 2nd.
March 2nd. How exciting. How exciting. It's crazy.
Can't wait to turn 18.
It's
Don't laugh.
Yes. Just late.
Don't laugh. I want to be young with the youngsters.
You youngster. I fucking hate
that word. You know what? As soon as I said it out loud, I immediately regretted it. But
yes, it reminds us. It has a little inside joke with the word youngster. I fucking hate it.
This is horrible. But we will be coming back next year as Ferrari fans because, you know, never back down, never what.
Still Ferrari fans.
Never back down, never what, bitch.
Never give up.
Exactly.
Unfortunately,
What Fred Vasseur says to Charles every single morning. He busts into that room and goes, never back down, never what. And that's why he's still here. next year will be exciting. We have a lot of contract renewals, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, honestly, the only thing I'm waiting for is to figure out who the fuck has that second Williams seat. Because if it's not going to be Logan Sargeant, I couldn't imagine it would be anybody other than perhaps Liam Lawson or Vesti. It could also be Theo... I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. It's French. Could be him since he won F2. I don't fucking know shit right now.
Wish we could know. You know, like, wish we would be in the circle, in the inside circle.
I want to be in that group chat so bad. So bad. Yeah. I would love to know, like, who in that driver group chat, who do you think is, like, the person who writes too much? And who do you think is the person that never replies? Because I feel like George could be the type of guy who replies too much.
I think he's the type of guy like, hey guys, just to let you know, and just like, blah, 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 blah. And I think,
Lando, Lewis would never respond.
I think Lewis would respond, but only like a short, like, cool or nice.
Oh my God. Speaking of Lewis, I don't think we mentioned this last race because it was news. But drama between him and Christian Horner, which we have barely had of this year. But Daily Mail, which is a horrible news site, and I'm pretty sure it was Daily Mail. I could be wrong. But they reported that Christian Horner had said that Lewis had reached out to Red Bull and to Ferrari and were having, like, serious talks with Red Bull and Ferrari about joining them. Mm-hmm. And then Lewis, literally 12 hours later, is talking to a reporter and he's like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Christian had reached out to him, to Lewis, but he had texted an old phone number, and Lewis had then responded, you know, hey man, good luck next year.
Yeah.
So that was iconic. That was, to be honest, that was kind of iconic. Like, I miss the good old Christian and Toto feud.
Christian and Toto. But you know what? That's why I'm very excited for the new season for Drive to Survive. Because we don't know about the background drama.
I'm so excited. Like, nothing will ever beat Go Fix Your Fucking Car. I haven't printed it out.
No, but, like, you know, it's also kind of toxic in a way, if you think about it. We finally get some peace. We finally get some time away from Formula One so we can, you know, forget all the depressing times with Ferrari.
I don't want peace. I want problems. Always.
And then, boom, we're like, oh, my God, but I'm so excited to relive the whole season that was horrible.
You know what I'm so excited for? I'm so excited to watch the Drive to Survive episode with the Australia race.
Oh my god.
I'm so excited because that was so bad.
It was horrible.
I remember we took a nap and then we woke up and all of a sudden it was just like red flags and DNFs.
It was horrible. And the whole thing took like freaking 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, because you had to go to the airport. It was kind of
crazy. Yeah, and I was like, oh, we're easily going to finish it in the we barely finished
it. That was good crazy. Times.
It was crazy.
But yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. Like, TBH, I am done. I've been done.
I feel like we well deserve, just like the drivers, we all deserve a little bit of a break. A little bit of a breather. But don't worry, because we're going to come back every week with a new episode, because we have
also, no chill. If you don't want a breather from us, you can, spend the rest of this week listening to all our old F1 recaps. And also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at FactsPC, and get ready for next week where we talk about the overall 2023 season.
It's going to be amazing.
Thoughts and prayers.
It's going to be great. A lot of trauma to relive and unpack.
Yeah.
We're going to get mad, I think. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It'll be great. A lot of bitchiness.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm done.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. What is it we always say? Okay, well, you know what? Fuck that. Bye.
Bye.